Track 7.1. Unit 7. Page 80. Exercise 2. Listen to three students describing their teachers. What do the teachers have in common? 1. Julia.
My best teacher took us for science. He was great at explaining difficult stuff and seemed to have endless patience. But the best thing about him was his sense of humour. He had a joke for every occasion, especially when things went wrong during an experiment, which they often did. Anybody walking past the chemistry laboratory during our lessons must have really wondered what was going on, because there'd be these hoots of laughter echoing all around the place. He encouraged us to discover things for ourselves, and though he was strict in some ways, he didn't tell us off if we accidentally burnt holes in our test tubes or created stuff that smelt horrible, just as long as we were serious about investigating science. I can't imagine all science teachers would be that tolerant. And because he made science so exciting and challenging and such fun, we all did really well in our end-of-term exams. He was a brilliant teacher, really.
2. Robert.
When I started secondary school, I was really academic. I got top marks for everything. I was even made form prefect in my first year. Then I got in with the wrong crowd and my schoolwork went right down. I got very cheeky too. I was always in detention. In fact, I almost got expelled at one point. My behaviour was so bad. All that changed when I was put into Mr. Lee's class. He was really strict on discipline, and even the bullies in the school were petrified of him. If he appeared in the corridor, they would run a mile. But he was a brilliant psychologist too. He understood why kids sometimes go wrong. You know, if things are bad at home or if a student is having relationship problems. And he'd sit you down and listen. And somehow, he'd get it out of you what was going wrong for you and why you were behaving so badly. If it weren't for him, I'd never have got to college. So thank you, Mr. Lee. You were tops.
3. Mariana.
I think my best teacher was Mrs. Lopez. She was the sports teacher at my old boarding school. I went there for 5 years before we moved house. I go to a day school now, which I prefer. I used to get very homesick away from my parents. Mrs. Lopez understood that, and she was always there for me when I was feeling down. I didn't think I was any good at sport until I went into her class. And because I didn't seem too keen on games, I always ended up being put in an alternative group like cookery or sewing, which I hated. I'm not a bit domesticated. Anyway, as I say, as soon as I had Mrs. Lopez as my form teacher, I changed my mind about sport. She made games lessons into such fun. All the hard work seemed to go out of it, and I got more confident. And in the end, I found I was really good at some things, especially swimming. I've even won medals for that. And it's all thanks to Mrs. Lopez.